Omer Bogatikin at Baydan Shoe Company in Istanbul. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Good morning, Omar, and should I say in Turkish, nasılsınız? Good morning. So what's the chance I could get a pair of size 11.5 model 271 shoes, brown, nicely polished?
Well, it was just 2 weeks ago when the incident happened. And the day after the incident, we have seen videos and then newspapers that the shoe is our model 271. Then we contacted two newspapers and news agencies. So now we received very well feedback.
Now that's a long way, Omar, of saying that there's no chance of me getting this Model 271 shoe because it was the one reportedly that was hurled at President Bush during the Baghdad news conference where Muntadir al-Zaidi picked up those shoes and hurled them across the room. How many orders do you have, Omar?
Lots of orders. It's about 300,000.
Three hundred thousand.
Yeah, only in two weeks.
In 2 weeks, what do you normally sell of Model 271 in a year?
Normally, it's about 20,000.
20,000. So you're now up to 300,000. Now, what is it about the shoe design that makes it so good for hurling at world leaders, Omar? What is it? Is it in the sole? Is it in the toe? What is it?
Well, it's a little bit big shoe, and the sole is polyurethane, and the top of it is leather shoe. It's one pair is about 600 grams.
600 grams. So it's a heavy shoe, which is really good for throwing. Now, are you thinking of changing the name from Model 271, possibly?
Yeah, we have changed it. It's now we call it Bye Bye Bush Shoe.
The Bye Bye Bush Shoe.
Yeah, formerly it was 271, and now we changed it. Lots of people are asking for us for Bush Shoe.
Now, is it possible that naming a shoe Bye Bye Bush and encouraging people to hurl it at an American president is disrespectful in some way and could contribute to instability in the world? Yeah, right. But that's not a problem because, you know, shoes make the world go round, right?
Yeah, it does.
Well, Omar, what's next? I mean, you got how many products there at the Baydan Shoe Company in Istanbul?
Now we have just started some orders. We have just received some orders from our key clients and we are preparing them. And at the end of this week, we will send about 15,000 pairs to Iraq.
To Iraq.
Start working.
Right.
Yeah.
Any chance that other shoes at your factory could be sort of redesigned for different purposes? Maybe bye-bye Putin?
Not yet. We hope this.
You hope. I see. So hoping for shoe hurlers around the world. Omer Bogatin, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Omer Bogatikin, and should I say, Teşekkür ederim in Turkish. Thank you very much. Omer Bogatikin is an export representative of the Baydan Shoe Company in Istanbul, the same shoes that were hurled at President Bush, Model 271, now called Bye Bye Bush.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.